This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He was our partner at Top Golf for Jared Sandler's charity event, and he is your Rangers outfielder, Willie Calhoun, joining us live from Surprise, Arizona, in the Twin Peaks hot seat here on Sean and RJ on the home of Rangers baseball. Good morning, Willie. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, we're doing pretty well. What are your memories of playing with us at Top Golf out there?
It was a lot of fun out there, man. I got to meet a lot of cool people. You know, I want to do that more often, so... I'm not too big of a golfer, but I mean, every time I go to Top Golf, I just try to hit it as far as I can. So it was a pretty good time.
Now, were you telling us that Gallo hit one out of there or hit the back net? Have you gone to Top Golf with Joey?
Yeah, we've been a few times. I mean, that guy, any ball in that has to do with a bat, that guy crushes it. So yeah, he's hit the back net a few times actually with me. So
stupid.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me at this point anymore.
Now, I noticed that you were really curious, like you wanted to know how we can win, and you weren't being like crazy competitive, but you wanted to know the scoring system, and you were taking advice on the swings. Choppy's our golf instructor. Chop, what's your evaluation of the swing there from Willie?
Look, baseball players, hockey players are really good a lot of times at golf because the swing, using your hips, using your hands. I mean, it's a good swing. He had a really good swing. For somebody who doesn't play golf,
yeah,
it was a pretty good swing.
He was definitely scoring.
Yeah.
He was definitely scoring.
Absolutely.
So
no,
I thought
I'm terrible.
I mean, the ball's not moving. It's got to be easier, right?
That's what they say, but it was harder for me.
What was your second best sport?
I'd say football.
What position?
100% football and then basketball. Football, honestly, this might sound crazy. I was better at football when I was younger than I was at baseball. I didn't get good at baseball until about 2014.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was better when I was younger.
What was the football position?
Slot and safety.
Slot wow. and safety. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever light someone up and then stand over them and just taunt them?
Yeah, I've done that a few times. You know, just my size kind of caught up with me in that sport, and you know, everyone was growing, and I was kind of just staying the same size. So,
are you a bigger fan of baseball or football watching it?
You know, I definitely watch more football because I play baseball, so I'm always around baseball, and I like getting away from the sport when I can. So,
who's your team?
I definitely watch football more.
Who's your team?
The Raiders, the Oakland Raiders, but now Ooh. They're going to Vegas, so I might have to jump on the 49er bandwagon because I'm a Bay Area guy.
Oh, so you won't follow? You won't follow the Raiders?
No, I will not.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I think I'll be done with them. After,
would you? Do you want the Raiders to get Tom Brady?
You know, honestly, I do. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I do. I would like for them to get Tom Brady just because I've been a Raiders fan for about, you know, my whole entire life. So, but once. I found out last year that they were going to Vegas for good. I kind of was like, oh, man, like, I didn't like that. You know, growing up, I went to the games a lot. So I've always been a Raiders fan, black and silver my whole life. So, I mean, it's going to be pretty weird not seeing the Oakland Raiders, and it's going to be Las Vegas Raiders.
Did you ever dress up in those shoulder pads and the face paint and scare everyone like the psychos there in the black hole?
No, I didn't dress up, but, I mean, I always wore, you know, Raiders jerseys every Sunday. My favorite memory of the Raiders is probably when they went to the Super Bowl in 2004 against the Buccaneers. So it was pretty cool though.
Willie Calhoun joined us here on 105 through the Fan. Are you a fantasy football player?
I am, yeah.
Who is who on the team takes this the most seriously?
I think everyone takes it pretty serious.
Sandler gave us this question. Sandler gave us this question. So he said you would have a name, you would have an answer. He gave us the name of the person. The fiercest fantasy football player.
I'm trying to think. I mean, there's I think everyone that plays in our league is pretty competitive, but I mean, I'd go with Lance just because he's the commissioner of the league. And
oh, he's the commissioner?
Yeah, he's the commissioner of the league. So I'd go with Lance for sure.
That's who he said you'd say. He said you'd say Lance Lynn. How did you do this last year? Who was the best player and who was like your big disappointment? Can you remember who was on your squad?
Big disappointment. I'm trying to think. Who did I have?
Or your best player.
Best player. I'm really trying to think who I had because I was in three different leagues. I'm trying to think who I had in this league. I was in three different leagues.
Right, that's too much. That's Roy territory right there.
I'm really trying to think.
You're not going to be able to remember. No one can remember when you have three teams.
I'm in three different leagues, so I mean,
yeah,
I can't really remember who was on my team in this league.
All right, man, let's talk about the season that you had. You hit 21 home runs in 83 games. You've been on a roller coaster emotionally with this team. You put in the work, the commitment, dropping 25 pounds. So how is coming into – what's your understanding and comfort level coming into this spring training compared to the past? And what really clicked for you last year? Because you were really productive in half a season.
The roller coaster you know, I feel like I've done all my growing up in the last 2.5 years. I feel like this organization really wrapped their arms around me and, like, took me in and kind of took me in as, like, a son, you know. It sounds weird to say, but they really wrapped their arms around me and, like, you know, they really care for me. So, the work that I put in with this staff, Woody, Louie, Bergie, Krabby, the strength and conditioning staff, Hosey, Stephanie, you know. Everyone that really like wrapped their arms around me. I mean, I can't thank them enough just because, you know, they really pushed me. Even Jay Singler, he's now the manager for the Padres, but they really like wrapped their arms around me and like pushed me to my limit. And you know, it's pretty cool to see it pay off.
So there's a big feature about you in the Dallas Morning News, and Evan Grant wrote about a phone call that you made to Jace Tingler. Was this the day of the Kobe accident? What was that about?
Yeah, it was that day. I don't know, just because Ting, he played a big part in it. He really like pushed me to my limits. We would go running at the stadium every Wednesday. You know, I wouldn't want to do it. I'd be like, there's no way. But he found – he texted me some motivational stuff. And, he always pushed me. And I felt like, I haven't talked to him. When I found out that he got the job, I was actually in Italy. So I wasn't able to reach out to him and call him. I shot him a text when I found out he got the job. But – I finally gave him a call, and, you know, we were talking for about 45 minutes on the phone. So, we just talked about everything that he's done for me and, you know, what I'm doing this offseason and everything. And, you know, he's really proud of me, and he was explaining to me a lot of things. So it was pretty cool.
Were you a big Kobe fan?
Yeah, I was. I think everyone. I mean, he's an inspiration for all athletes. And, that's just sad how everything happened.
Willie Calhoun joining us here on 105 through the Fan. What have you done with your throwing motion in the offseason?
I've just been throwing. Nothing's really changed with that. I've just been, you know, playing catch and, you know, stretching it out a little bit now that as spring is progressing and trying to get ready for the season.
All right, we're going to have to smack Jared for that. He said you were working on a different throwing motion, so we'll smack Sandler. In terms of your relationship with Joey Gallo. We know that you guys are close. Jared tells us that you guys are really taking it seriously as being faces of the organization. Is Joey your guy, and how are you guys approaching that as you're going into a new stadium with obviously the youth movement that you guys have going?
Yeah. Joey's one of my best friends. So He's like a brother to me. You know, we do everything together. Yeah, I mean, we take it pretty serious. We have a pretty good team this year, so you know, we're just trying to keep everyone loose and making sure everyone has fun at the end of the day, because I feel like that's when everyone's playing at their best, is when they don't have that much pressure on them, and you know, they're just having fun out there. So I think for us, what we're trying to do is we're just trying to like loosen up the clubhouse and just, you know, be ourselves and not really hold anything back. But you know, still, you know, when business has to be done, you have to take care of your business.
Give us a guy. It can be a pitcher or a hitter. It can be someone defensively. Give us a guy that we could be sleeping on, that you know they're putting in the work. You're seeing the talent every day. You're talking to them in the clubhouse. Who is someone that maybe we're sleeping on a little bit that could really show this year coming up?
Nick Solak, man. He's the first guy to come to mind. The guy, he absolutely rakes. Like, there's nothing this guy can't hit. I mean, he's going to be – I'm really excited for him. He puts in the work every day. I'm out there doing early work with him for our defense, because he's trying to learn how to play center field. So we're out there doing our defensive work, and the hard work that you see that guy putting in is, like, it's tremendous. You know, he's obviously a really good hitter as well. So you see him in the cage, and everything looks so easy for him when he's in the box. So I'm pretty excited for him and to watch him play throughout a full year. So I'd definitely say him.
How much talk have you guys had about the Astros situation inside the clubhouse?
We don't really care for it. We don't really talk about them. In the clubhouse, it's pretty much all within our organization, and that's something that comes from the staff. You know, they want us to focus on us. You know, 2020, we want to worry about the Rangers, not about any other team. That's kind of our mindset this year, and as a whole, that's something that they, you know, that they preach. You know, like, don't be intimidated or afraid of no one, and you know, really have no fear. So that's where we're going this year, and we're pretty excited.
You hit 269 with 21 last year. If you knew what pitches were coming, what would those numbers have been?
I can't put a number on it. I just know it would be pretty fun to hit. I'm going up to the plate every single time, knowing what's coming. I don't know what I would hit, honestly. It would be really fun though to hit, knowing what's coming every time.
Where's the line drawn? Because, like, you know, yeah, you know, you lose respect for the guys, but at the same time, it's like, well, you know, they did it, they got away with it, they won a title, like, good for them, I guess, in that moment. But, like, what is the line drawn? Because we're always trying to get an edge in everything we're doing, right?
Yeah, I think the line is drawn. I mean, just don't use the technology part of the game. Yeah. You know, if you pick a sign up off of second base, you know, that's normal. Every team does that, trying to get the signs. But, I mean, to do it in a technological way is – every team doesn't do that, so – I think that's where the line was drawn, and to do it on – to use a live feed of the game and then banging on a trash can, that's a little bizarre. But, I mean, like I said, doing it the right way is, you know, getting on second base and trying to do it, get the catcher signs from there. But to be able to do it in a technological way, I think that's where the line's drawn.
All right, we'll let you go with this. Yesterday, RJ's son – was in the middle of his very first no-hitter. He was pitching it in the fourth. I tweeted that he was throwing a no-hitter in the fourth. He lost it in the fifth. Am I to blame for breaking up the no-hitter, or, you know, is the kid just not being good enough?
100%, man. You never talk about it.
Oh, God.
When it's happening, you never talk about it. So
here we
I'd say I'd have to blame that on you, brother.
Well, all right. Right. That's,
you know,
right.
No, we're not. You're out of the golf. You're no more Top Golf.
You're buying him a new bat. Up for a new bat. You're buying him a new bat.
Willie, thank you so much, man. Can't wait to see what you do this year. We'll say what's up when we see you in the clubhouse. It was great hanging with you at Top Golf, and have a fantastic season.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.